All right. Boy, the coaches have been patient tonight as Mark Porter, the head coach of the Avon Eagles, now sits down and joins us at the guest table here at the Brew Kettle in Amherst. And we're glad you've joined us as well on AM 930 WEOL, maybe online at WEOL.com. And, of course, what has excited Sean Bennett all night long, Facebook Live, Sean Bennett. There you go. See, I knew Sean would give him a little bit of a show. But again, Mark Porter, the head coach of Avon, now joins us. And we were talking earlier to a couple of the coaches about feeder programs and how important that is and so forth. Mark, where were you tonight before you came to the Brew Kettle?
I was with about 50 kindergarten through second graders.
There you go.
And it was the time of my life. They are a lot of fun. They're energy taking though, and but I'm here in one piece.
Biddy wrestling.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
But again, seriously, we talked about it. You get those kids started at a young level, sport. No matter what the sport. I mean, you know, Mike Elder over at Avon. I've heard about all the kids that are playing flag football and youth football. I mean, you get those things started early.
Mike Elder has two kids in our wrestling program, both his sons. Yeah, you got to get it early. It's one of it was a big priority when I took the program over. Joe Mauser did a good job starting it, and I've just kept it going. We have a youth wrestling association now with the parent board, which is huge, get the parents involved. And we split up our kids. We have kindergarten through second on one night, and then we have our more seasoned kids on other nights and kind of, you know, get them at different levels and kind of differentiate what we do and get them competing and liking the sport and keeping it fun.
Sean?
Yeah, I was just going to say I'm kind of pumped up for this season. I think the SWC is about to have some West Shore Conference flavor. If you're familiar with the West Shore Conference, Midview and Avon every year battled, had these classic battles for the West Shore Conference wrestling title. And I think that could be a little bit – obviously there's more teams to be looking at. Olmsted Falls certainly is still got a lot of talent coming back, and Amherst and some of these other teams still have a lot of guys there. They're going to have something to say about it. But I think you guys are going to have another one of those classic battles that you guys were able to enjoy in the years past.
I do think there is some parity, and I think that, like you said, Amherst, Midview, there are teams on the rise. They have a lot of good kids through their lineups. Obviously, Olmsted Falls is going to be really good this year. We are going to be good, but it's a weird year. You know, we have 34 kids on the roster, which is the most we've had in a while, but they're all bunched up right now, and so we kind of have to wait to see how it plays out with the weights and everything else. I mean, for instance, we had wrestle-offs today, and I had a six-person bracket going at 145. And so,
wow.
Yeah. But at other weight classes, cricket's chirping. It's just the way it goes. And with the certification, the way it works, and the timelines, we're going to have to let our kids kind of see where the dust settles, where they're going to be weight-wise and weight class-wise.
Take a moment or two and just talk about some of your top wrestlers. Who are you excited to see back on the mats this year?
Well, three of them are at 145 right now. Max Bork, it was one of our senior captains. He's back. He's going to be the 145 for Knights of Columbus. He won tonight. And then Kyle Burgess is another wrestler who's a senior. You might not know much about him because he's one of those kids who's always been waiting behind someone of, you know, really good caliber, and has always had to wrestle up a weight class and things that like that. And so he's had a great offseason, wrestled a lot of freestyle. You know, he had
the name sounds familiar. Did he play football?
No, he did not. He doesn't play football. He wrestles pretty much all year long.
Then I know his name.
Burgess is a famous football name in these parts, but he's pretty much a wrestler.
Okay.
Tommy Sear is also a kid right now, you know, getting to where he needs to be weight class wise. He's returning district qualifier. And then Tate Zeman is our returning state qualifier. He was a state qualifier at 106 last year, but right now he's slated at 120. Mm-hmm. So those would be our top guys. And then we also have a lot of, like, kids that I would expect to have breakout years. We have a lot of sophomores, actually, that were freshman starters, kind of took their lumps, but I think that was huge. You know, the year that you have there taking your lumps will pay dividends, and I think the dividends will be this year, like Aaron Ingersoll at 160, 170, Jack Resch at 220, who's – I could hear him growing. He's just the kid is like 182 when I first met him, and now he's every bit of 220, and it's in a year. So he's, you know, he's filling out quite like his dad. You know, his dad's a big guy, and he hit that growth spurt, and it's crazy.
Avon's one of those schools that starts at the Avon Lake Tournament, Knights of Columbus, and they've won that, I think, a couple times over the last decade or so. So they do very well there. But one of the nice stories right to start the season last year was Tommy Sear, freshman in his first tournament, goes out there and wins the title. It's always nice to kind of see that. Obviously, you expect a big year out of him. Anybody that you kind of think might make a big splash like Tommy did last year?
Yeah, I think that the way Max Bork wrestled tonight and the way he's been wrestling early in the season, just, you know, it's very young season, so it's sometimes hard to tell. But I think that he's wrestling as well as I've seen him wrestle, so I expect him to do real well. Jack Resch, like I mentioned before, he's just every bit of 220, and so I would expect him to have a breakout year. Because when you're a freshman last year, he was, you know, it's like – kind of like when you had a growth spurt your freshman year, kind of like that baby fawn getting used to walking and, right. and wrestling. And so I think that he's filled out. He's used to being that upper weight. So he's going to, I think, have a special year, maybe even at this tournament as well.
Mark, it seems as though, or it sounds as though, you've got a little bit of a deep team this year. You're going to have a little bit of some depth. Is that correct?
We do have depth, but it's inexperienced. We have 33, 34 kids on the team and only three seniors.
Oh, wow.
We only have three seniors, and we have 11 freshmen. And out of the 34 kids that we have, I'd say a third of them literally have never wrestled before. So we do have depth. We have warm bodies, but the learning curve is steep right now. And they're just – so we've scheduled a lot of JV events for the kids that aren't going to make varsity, and hopefully they'll get to a point if something happens where we need them, kind of next man up thing, they'll be ready at some point.
So obviously this is the type of year where – you should theoretically see a lot of improvement from week one and this weekend to when you get to the end of the season, simply because through sheer experience, these kids should get better.
Well, if the coaches do their job.
Right.
I mean, who knows? It's a crapshoot with us. No, I'm just kidding. But, I think so. I think that you're going to see some improvement. You know, wrestling is one of those things where, you know, practice is good, but you have to have that experience on the mat. You know, you have to learn, and that's what makes it so special, is that, you know, a lot of times you have to learn those lessons the tough way, you know, through competition and repetition and things like that. And I think our schedule will allow that to happen, especially with those young kids.
Final thoughts, Sean?
Just looking at Tate, he's obviously the younger brother of Zane Zeman, who had a fantastic career. And I know last year, talking to him, once he qualified to the state tournament as a sophomore, he kind of talked about the parallel careers, and obviously that means he's shooting for a state final this year, because I think Zane made it as a junior into the state final, right?
Correct. He made it and then he took third his senior year, so he was a state placer his last 2 years. And the thing is Tate needs to really, you know, that is a goal, is to kind of mirror that or parallel that, or however you want to put it. But right now, he needs to focus on, you know, getting used to the upper weights, because 106 was one story, but being at 120, I mean, to a certain extent, is a whole different world. And so, you know, it's an adjustment period, but the thing is that we have confidence that he's going to make that adjustment just fine.
Now, is 120 the end goal, or is he already there and potentially going to drop to 113?
He's going to potentially drop to 113. We're going to see what his weight does as the season progresses. I don't think that he has a date in mind when he would drop to 113, and he might stay at 120. Right now, it's one of those things where we're kind of in the fog of war right now with that decision, and we'd rather just kind of let him wrestle. And a lot of times those things kind of present themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to pre-plan for those types of things. So we're going to roll with the punches.
There you go. Hey, we know it's been a long night for you.
Oh, yeah.
See, you start off with the kindergartners, and you end up with Bennett and me.
That's right.
Well,
full circle.
From the sublime to the extreme, I guess.
Yeah.
Hey, we appreciate
you
coming out. Thank you so much.
We appreciate
it.
This is awesome.
Thank you, Coach. Coach Mark Porter of Avon joining us here at the head table as we continue along with our Cobos Insurance Center wrestling preview. And, again, it's presented by Ohio Family Realty.